Okay, tonight I'm going to read the Christmas story, the story of Jesus' birth, from Luke chapter number 2. And like any of the children would like to come up here, but let me give you a couple of guidelines. If your children are not able to discipline themselves to sit here, I don't want it to be a distraction for those others, okay? So if you'd keep them with you. If you want to let them try up here and then you want to be near, you can grab them. That's okay. But the whole point about tonight is the Lord Jesus. And so I want the gospel to be clear, the story of the Christmas story. So it doesn't matter if you'd like to come and you're 4 years old, 3 years old, 8 years old. It doesn't matter to me. But all the children can come up here. Just I ask that you listen very carefully as though the Lord Jesus were telling the story. Okay, because it's his story and it's the most important story ever told. So we need to make sure that everyone can hear. All right, children, come right on up if you'd like. All the children and parents, if you see them acting up a little bit, just slip up and grab them. That's okay with me. Have a seat. There you go. All right. Come right on in. Have a seat. There you go. All around. All around. All righty. Have a seat and look up this way. Everybody have a seat. That's great. Have a seat and look up this way. All right. All righty. Smiley, good to see you. All right. All righty. You just got to listen very carefully, okay? Keep your eyes on me like the children's story on Wednesday night. Keep your eyes on me and that would be great. All right. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to read the story first, and then I'm going to go back, and there's one section. It's got two words in it that I'm going to try to bring a thought from tonight, okay? And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made by Cyrenius, the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. She's about ready to deliver Jesus. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. So they had been there a while and couldn't find a place to rest. We don't know where they were. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, swaddling clothes, no one here knows what swaddling clothes are like. I remember as a little boy, my grandmother, she pulled out a big bag and she had pieces of cloth. As she would sew a shirt, she would cut up pieces and put the pieces in the bag. And she would make quilts from all the pieces. So the quilts weren't symmetrical. They didn't look even. The quilts were beautiful, but they didn't have any particular style to them all the time. And so we used quilts to stay warm. Well, swaddling clothes were, they would take the baby and wrap him in pieces of cloth until he was completely covered and warm. No one here is that poor. We may not have a lot, but we don't save cloth pieces. Jesus and his parents were very poor people. The Lord Jesus was born to a house that didn't have much, but he brought everything when he came. Now, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were so afraid, they were scared to death. A bright light shone, didn't know what it was. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And did you know that the gospel, Christmas, Jesus being born in the manger, is for everybody on earth, not for just a few people. It's for everybody. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now, a Savior means it's someone that saves us from something bad. That's what a Savior does. If you got one saves you from drowning, he saves you from dying. If you got one saves you from a bad car accident, it's a Savior. Jesus saved us from having to go pay for our own sin. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, does anybody here know if you were born in a manger? Does anybody know where you were born? Were you born where you were born, Abigail? You were in a hospital. Zach, where were you born?
In a hospital in Monterey.
In a hospital in Monterey. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
In my mom's bedroom.
In a mom's bedroom. Okay, that was a surprise. That's good. Okay, now, I keep going. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at the things which are told them by the shepherds. I wonder if that's true. And did you know we still have people today that wonder if Jesus is true? But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. It was new to Mary too. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen as it was told them. Now, there are two words, remember I mentioned to you, that I was going to go back to. Listen to this. She brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know what? Nobody made room for Jesus that night. And did you know in their day, they always made room for strangers. They would take strangers into their homes. They wouldn't let them be on the street. But that night, we don't know what had happened, but everybody was so busy with themselves, they didn't even notice that there was about to be a baby born. So nobody made room for Jesus. Now, tonight, my question is this. Will you make room for Jesus? 2,000 years ago, they didn't. There are people today still not making room for the Lord. Now, you make room for the Lord two ways. One, you make room for him to be your Savior. Now, the Bible says everybody on earth is a sinner, for all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. And the Bible says the wages of sin is death. In other words, the payment for sin is death. You get paid back for lying and stealing, and you get paid back for mean thoughts. You get paid back, and that payment is a place called hell. We have to pay for our own sin. But Jesus didn't want that. That's the reason he came to pay our price. That's the reason the cross is so important. Jesus came at Christmas, but he came to die. That's the gospel. He loved each one of you enough to come and be born in an old animal's manger that he could one day hear your prayer asking him to take his payment on the cross and wipe away your sin. Now, Pastor did that when I was 14. Is anybody here 14? See, I was a little bit older than y'all. And so I realized that day I wasn't going to heaven. And I made room for Jesus in my heart to be my Savior. And boy, that just changed everything for me. Have you made room for Jesus in your heart? It's a personal decision. Everyone has to make it. The gospel is very simple. It's that Jesus loved you, and Christmas came about because he did love you. He left heaven and all of its regal glories. Now, you got to imagine tonight, heaven is an unbelievable place. No one here could even imagine what it looks like. Even though the Bible says in Revelation 21:20, 20:21, he's told us all about it. It's got a wall that goes up that's 216 feet tall. It's got layers of diamonds and rubies all the way up. It is, each one of them, about 12, 15 feet thick. It's got gates of pearl on all four corners. It's as big, heaven is as big as from here all the way to Texas, up to New York, all the way to the edge of Minnesota. It is a huge place, 1,300 miles cubed. But it's also not just flat. It goes straight up, 1,300 miles. Heaven is a magnificent place. And Jesus came to die to take you there. And to take all of us there. So the gospel is that Jesus loved you enough to die for you. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life. The first room that you need to open up is your heart. Have you trusted Christ tonight? It's a choice everyone must make. Our church takes mission trips around the world. We've been all over the world, from India to Fiji to above the Arctic Circle to South America to Cambodia to Japan, Africa, Europe. But you know what? The story's the same. Jesus loves you. He came to pay your debt of sin. Will you ask him to forgive you? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It doesn't have to be in a Baptist church. The gospel is not necessarily a Baptist thing. It's a Bible thing. It is for everyone. Have you made room for Jesus in your heart to take you to heaven? But then there's a second room we have to make. How many have more than one room in your house? How many have got more than one room in your house? Come on. How many? Emily, you only have one room? You got two rooms? You got two? Three? Three? How many of you got more than one room in your house? Let me see it. Okay. Hey, look here. You got more than one room in your heart. Would you make room for Jesus to be your leader? Will you open your heart and say, Lord, I follow you? That means that you'd obey him. And the Lord Jesus said, if you'll follow my word, so that means, did you know what the first commandment for all you is? Does anybody know what it is? Children. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. You're right. That's your job if you're going to follow Jesus. But you know, when you get a little bit older, you know what he says? Teenagers, follow me. Obey me. Love me. You know, when you get a little older than that, Adults, follow me. Obey me. That means we as adults, we don't lie. We don't cheat. We try to do people right that do us wrong, because that's what Jesus asked us to do. But you got to make room in your heart. Lord, I want you to be first in my life. And everybody in this room's got to make that decision too. What kind of a Christian are you going to be? Are you going to honor him? Many of us have more than one child. Many people here have more than one son. The Williams sitting on the front row back here. Alex, you and Marcus, raise your hand. They have two sons. Now, they have to choose if they're going to serve the Lord or not. One son could, one son might not. But they're both still going to be the sons of God. Brother Williams, if Marcus doesn't do what's right, is he still your son? If Alex doesn't do what's right, is he still your son? And our Heavenly Father's no different. That's when you see a lot of Christians that are not real pleasing to the Lord. Will you make room tonight to put him first? I guarantee you, Brother Williams is happy and proud of his sons because they both want to follow the Lord. And, in turn, are very pleasing to he and Kathy. So tonight, everyone in this room has to make room for Christ in two areas. Will you trust him as Savior? And will you follow him as Lord? He won't make you do either one. It's a choice. But that decision that we all make, you make, makes a difference eternally. It determines where you spend eternity. With the Lord or with the old devil. The Lord loves you. And then, as we live, we see the Lord and we bring joy to his heart. Or we bring disappointment to his heart. Just like it went for Brother Williams. Now tonight, I want everybody in this room, all of us, to decide what we're going to do with Jesus. Will you make room for him? It's a choice. And really, all of Christianity boils down to those two things. Will you trust him as Savior? Will you put him first and love him most in your heart? Those two things make all the difference. There is no Christian on the face of the earth that loves the Lord with all of his heart and obeys his word that's not a bright light for Jesus Christ. And that's what he wants from all of his sons and daughters. And tonight, as a pastor of 45 years, I apologize to anybody in this room from my heart for us as Christians that don't do what's right in front of you. Because it's an embarrassment to the Lord. It's a disappointment for all of us, especially preachers that love our people. And even us preachers sometimes don't do what's right. But, you know, Lord willing, we want to. I know I do. And I want you to. Does anybody hear why a pastor wants to do what's right with all of his heart? One reason. Because of you. You're watching. Now, I'm not doing what's right for you. I want to do what's right for him. But you can see it. Because one of these days, I want you to do what's right now for him. I want you to obey your parents for him. So tonight, everybody's got a decision to make. Room in your heart as Savior. Room in your heart as your Lord. Let's bow our heads for the prayer tonight, just for a moment. I'm going to ask the pianist to slip back to the piano. We're going to pray an invitation hymn. I'm going to ask my son, whom I'm very thankful for and proud of, one of our associate, our assistant pastor, if you'll stand down here in the middle, son. And if you have a question about salvation, say, Pastor, I don't know if I died today, if I go to heaven. Could I get you to come to the front? He'll help you. He's helped people all over the world. And he'd love to help you tonight. And if there's more than one come, I'll help you. If there's more than two or three come, we'll keep getting other pastors and deacons. We'll make sure that we answer every question. Tonight, don't go away without making room for Jesus in your heart. Lord Jesus, you see every heart here tonight. Lord, you have the book with the names in it of all those that have trusted you as Savior. All of those that are going to heaven. Revelation 20, the book of life it's called. Would you touch every heart that's here, every child, every adult. Help them to make room for you as their Savior and make room for you as their leader, as their Lord. In your name I pray. Amen.